Hello, friends. Melissa Brown here, the homeschooling entrepreneur. Okay, today's message is going to be a little bit different. So if you don't know, I'm a homeschooling mom of six kids, but I also run a really large network marketing team. My husband also has a tree care business that we run together as well. So just a little bit of my background, but you kind of need to know that for what you're about to hear. Okay, so my company asked me to give a talk at our convention coming up this weekend. We're going to be down in Orlando. Oh, who's from Florida? You're from Florida? Let me know. So we're coming to Florida on Thursday, and then Saturday I'm going to give this talk. So I thought, what better way to practice my speech? I'm going to give it to you guys, and then I'm going to listen to it over and over. So I'm hoping that that's just going to help it sink in, and I'm going to get it. So you're kind of getting the rough draft, but I think it's still going to speak to you. Not I think. It will speak to you. If you listen, if you have ears to hear, listen, because I'm telling you, this topic is a powerful topic. So I'm going to start out with just telling you guys a little bit about our story, and then I'm going to go into the teaching. And the teaching today is overcoming fear to post on social media. If that's where you're at right now, stay tuned because this is going to be a great talk. Now this will be 15 minutes long. That was the hard part. When they gave me my topic, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this topic. Thank you so much. This is perfect. And then I started writing on my notes and I'm like, I could teach a course on this. Like I could have talked for 10 hours, I think, on this topic and some tips and tricks to overcome it and why to overcome it. But I had to really bring it down. So it's 12 minutes on that and 3 minutes on our story. So here we go. And if it sounds a little weird, I mean, this is what I'm going to be saying from stage, but I need to practice it as I'm going to say it from stage. So just bear with me. Thank you very much. Hello. Oh, what an honor to be here with you all today. This was my main goal when I joined LifeVantage. I wanted on that stage. I wanted to have the opportunity to bless, inspire, encourage others on a big scale. And here we are. 4 years ago, I went to a training event for LifeVantage. I had no idea what I was walking into. I just knew that someone was going to be speaking on creating leveraged generational wealth, and I wanted to know all about that. When we saw LifeVantage, our family of eight was traveling full-time. We had just embarked on a voyage we'd been planning for years. My husband and I knew that we wanted to start a business that we could do together, that we could create location and financial options while also providing a space that our kids could learn right alongside of us. But we didn't know exactly what we were going to do. We had an idea of what we wanted to do, but there's a lot of details that you need to handle to build a business selling health products from scratch. So when we saw LifeVantage and they already had this amazing thing going and we could just share it, when we saw the research, the firm foundation it had, the products we could 1,000% stand behind, the mentorship, and the fact that nobody knew about it yet, we were in. I told everybody I knew about it. I told them I found our ticket. I found a company that we can be at the top with. Let's do this together. Let's tell the world. Let's help people find more options for their healthcare. Let's help others to create streams of income, rivers if they want. Let's help other people follow their dreams, pack up their kids and throw them in the camper to see the world. Let's help people live a life without regrets, without the boundaries of fear. And we did. And they said yes, and they keep saying yes, and we keep helping family after family, and we won't be stopping anytime soon. Sharing this good news with others built us a Pro 6 position in 9 months and a Pro 7 position 1 year later. It created an income that if my kids are sick and I need to take a week off, doesn't get affected. An income that helps us to travel with our children and be able to say yes to the fun stuff instead of just saying maybe next time all the stinking time. The weight, the pressure, that check coming in every 15th of the month has lifted is indescribable. Moms, get yourself some amazing leveraged income. Create an asset you can will to your children and the peace of mind to know you can take time off to support your family whenever needed. These last 4 years have changed our family big time in more ways than just the money. We have had mentors in our life that we could have never imagined before. We've gone places we would have never dreamed of. I mean, Ireland, that was amazing. We've had opportunities we wouldn't have had otherwise, like being able to be here today sharing with you beautiful people. We also have the best friends, some that we knew before Life Vantage and some we met along this journey, and we can't imagine not having them in our lives now. But we're just at the beginning of this beautiful journey, a journey that started with us stepping outside of the fake boundaries that fear can create for us in our minds. You better believe I was terrified when we sold everything and jumped into that camper. And let me tell you, there were a few months that nobody was joining me and I was scared I couldn't do this and this wasn't actually going to work. But believe it or not, you're not that unique. I don't say that to be mean. I say that because the excuse I tend to hear is, I'm not as outgoing as you. I'm not as brave as you. It's easier for you. But I call bullcrap. Bullcrap on it all. I get scared all the freaking time. I just don't let it win. You have things that freak you out, and so do I, and so does everyone else in this room. Maybe our level of fear of the things that scare us the most are different, but we all experience a bit of fear when attempting something new. The way you choose to respond to that emotion is the difference maker. Have you guys ever heard of these elite stories? They were terrified. One of my favorites is about Tony Krasiewicz. He could barely write on the dry erase board with his hand was shaking so much. He was terrified to speak in front of a group. But now look at him. He's a smooth operator because he didn't let fear stop him. Fear is normal. What you choose to do with that emotion is what will make you extraordinary or not. The powerful part to their stories is that they felt the fear and they did it anyways, and they kept doing it over and over again to get the results they wanted. Living a brave life doesn't mean you were never scared of anything. It's that you didn't let that fear hold you back from your greatness. Because friends, I promise there's greatness inside of you begging to come out. Here's three things that you need to know about fear that you need to remember and have locked into your brain. Number one, everyone deals with it. Okay, remember, you're not unique. We all struggle with this. And two, most of what you fear is totally made up in your mind. And number three, fear subsides as you step out into it. I bet you felt a twinge of fear before coming here today. Your flight, your drive, leaving your kids, paying for it all. Will you meet people? Will people like you? The list can go on and on. The thing is, your why was strong enough to push you past your fears. You came, you pushed through the fears of the unknown, and you took a step to grow your business, to change your life. You should be really proud of yourself. Before we move on, I want you to write down four of the scariest things that you've ever made yourself do. Right now. Just grab a piece of paper. I hope you're taking notes. Four things, the scariest things that you ever made yourself do. Maybe that was skydiving. Maybe that was talking to the cute guy. I don't know. Like, you write four things right now. Go. Okay, now I want you to look at that list. If you can do those four things, you can do it again. Now I want to talk to you about one of the scariest parts of our business for some people. I want to talk to you about the fear of posting on social media. Most people getting started ask the same questions. They ask themselves questions like, should I do it? How do I do it? And what if people think I'm a weirdo? Right? Am I right? Okay. Number one, should I do it? You don't have to be on social media, okay? You don't. I'm not here to say that. If your team isn't on there, don't be there. I'm definitely not talking to our Amish business partners now. Although the same principles do apply in person and online. Be yourself, add value, have fun, and share the awesomeness that you have to offer. Now, I want to talk to those of you who are on social media, who are currently just scrolling. Here's a few stats to ponder. 93.33% of internet users are on social media. Okay, so if they have internet, 93% of them, they're on social media. The average person spends 2.5 hours a day on social media. We're on about 6 different social media platforms, and Facebook alone has a 65% check-in rate daily. I'm here because of social media. Raise your hand if something someone posted on social media is part of the reason you're here today. Or put a yes in the chat if you're watching online. Oh my goodness, could you imagine this room without those people? Now I want you to imagine that someone came to you and said they want to make a movie about your life. You could show it to as many people as you wanted and then they would decide if they wanted to be friends with you or not. Some will love you. Some will not be able to stand you. And some will be like, eh, eh. Here's the thing. That is what social media is. Only you are in charge of all the edits and you get to build that movie bit by bit. What do you want to say to the world? If you had a business partner application, what would it say? Put that stuff out there. Okay, now who wants to build their business faster? This tool speeds up the love, know, trust faster than anything else I know. Now, yes, could I sit down with a new friend over coffee and get to know her very well, build a bond and start a relationship like that? For sure. And I love that. But I homeschool 5 kids. My coffee meetup times are far and few between, and honestly, they're reserved for my current team. But when I put my kids to bed at night, I can make a video talking about my most embarrassing moments, the struggles I've overcome in my life, talking about my vision for the future, loving on people, encouraging them, etc. I can spend 20 minutes making a video that like 500 people are going to watch over the next few days. Some people will watch and they're going to unfollow me. Good, go. There will be people that go and talk about me. Eh, well, they must have nothing better to do. And then there's people that message me and say, thank you so much for saying the thing I've been thinking. Thank you so much for confirming what God has been speaking to me. Thank you for being bold, for being you. I also get messages from people saying, I had a dream about you. I think I'm supposed to go into business with you. That happens. I get those messages. It's because I go live and I use social media to help to have those deep conversations and talk about the hard stuff that maybe I wouldn't at the park or at a coffee meeting for the first time. Hey, let me tell you about one of my biggest fears in life and what I did to overcome it. Okay, weirdo. We say hi, we're cordial, but if we connect on Facebook and then I share my heart, when I talk about the real stuff, the big stuff, they watch and then they think, oh man, I like her. She is my new best friend. Melissa, I watch every video you make. I love you. On the flip side, there are people that watch me and they can't stand me. That's just how it goes. Maybe I remind them of their third grade teacher. Maybe I remind them of a girl that bullied them in third grade. Maybe I'm too loud. Maybe I'm too happy. Whatever the case may be, it's okay. I'm not for them. They can go, and I'm totally okay with that. I am not for everyone. When I muffle who I am, I don't attract anyone. Think of posting online like putting a magnet out to the metaverse. A magnet does two things. It attracts and it repels. You need to be doing both things. You need to be 100% okay with that. There's no way on earth that you can attract someone to you without repelling another. To say you like something, you believe something, automatically means that you don't like the opposite, and some people just can't handle that. Because when I say blue is my favorite color, I love blue, who else is with me? All the people who love blue are with me, and they're like, oh yeah, she gets me, we're twins. At the same time, other people are going to say, but everybody knows yellow is the best color, right? And it's okay that they think that. I mean, they're wrong, but it's okay. You are not for everyone. You are called to reach a certain group of people. Don't try to be everything to everyone. When you do that, you end up being nothing to nobody. Let their people reach them. The cool thing with working with a team is that you may repel a person, but someone else on your team might be the right one that they're drawn to. Not everyone is going to love you. Trust me, you wouldn't be able to handle that much attention anyway. How do I do it? Okay, number two, we got through the why, the should you, right? Now, how do we do it? That's going to be answered more as this panel keeps going today. But I want you to remember some keys to producing great social media, no matter the platform, is like I said before. Be you, the good, the weird, the relatable. Add value. Teach what you know about health, about building a business, about plants or golfing or whatever you love. Start sharing. Have fun. This is something you need to be doing regularly. So find a platform and a way to share that you enjoy. Where are you scrolling? Go show up there. Okay, now what if people think you're a weirdo? Lean into that crap. I'm telling you, people love it. We don't want perfect. This is network marketing. You want people to say, if she can do it, I can do it. Perfect is unattainable. Real is attractive. Real is relatable. Real is attainable. Let me show you my most viewed, commented on video. Sorry guys, on the podcast, you don't get to see that. It's a good one though. It's me jumping in front of a barn. You can go search my social media stuff. You'll see. But why do you think people like it so much? Right. Because I'm human and I just laugh at my mistakes and move on. Do you want a mentor that can laugh at mistakes and move on? Or do you want someone that has to be perfect and now expects you to be perfect too? Remember, when you share your authentic self out there, you act as a magnet. To attract some, you're going to repel others. There is no getting around that. Do you want to be remembered? Do you want people seeking you out, asking to join your business? Then start shining, start showing up as your true authentic self with all your crazy shining bright. The main reason that you guys were able to push past your four earlier items is because you cared deeply about getting on the other side of it. Maybe to save face, maybe to meet a goal you had set for yourself, maybe because of peer pressure, who knows? The thing is, your why was big enough to get you to do the scary things. Is your why big enough now? Here are four steps that you can use to help move out of fear. Number one, remind yourself that everyone experiences fear. What you're facing is not abnormal and other people work past it. If they can, you can. Two, make a plan. You don't have to plan out everything you're going to post, but if you spend a few minutes making a plan for your week, it's going to be so much easier on the daily. And others are going to be sharing more about what to post here real soon. And three, just do it. Make a challenge with a buddy or two and start putting yourself out there. And most importantly, give yourself grace. You're not going to be perfect. That's actually a good thing. Plan, do, review. Try it. See the results. And you will probably need to try things many times. And then do something again. You can always hit the delete button. You got this. Tell fear to shut up and step out of your way. You have big goals and it's going to take a lot of scary stuff to get there. But friend, it's so worth it.